What's going on, AfterBuzz family? Tonight's episode of Married to Medicine is very sad because it is the end. We've got his side, we've got her side, but we land on this beautiful thing called the truth. I'm so excited to enjoy this finale with you. Married to Medicine After Show on AfterBuzz TV, coming up now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What? Shout out to them people.
This is a classic.
Shout out to them people.
Wait for it.
I get it how I live it.
Oh.
I live it how I get it.
We had to bring it back to y'all.
Y'all don't really get it.
With Drizzy.
I pull up in a lemon.
Get it, Drake.
Blocks get to spinning. Money 3D printing. Never had a limit.
This is how you do a finale.
Never okay. Been religious. I just always had opinions. My daddy told me listen.
Get it, Drake.
You better get some money and I die, go to prison. So you see, yeah,
rich.
I got rich and stay free.
Hey.
You did it one last time, baby. You got me, bouncing my booty in this chair.
Hey,
I'ma drive home,
baby. I can rent it for your birthday. Matter of fact, I need a favor for the remix. Maybe I could get some 50s for your birthday. Hey,
I can't get the show started because
say we talk about
this version before.
And I know you know what P about to say.
Bap salt, biting speakers in the face. Bap salt, biting speakers in the face. Bap salt, biting speakers in the face.
This is good.
Bap salt, biting speakers in the face.
There's no other way to start Married to Medicine. And it started off so crazy and it ended so great. So it's just a celebration. We got so much stuff to celebrate, Rich.
We do.
That's why that song is so good. It's a classic. So for those of you guys who have been watching our after shows and listening, yes, we have played that song before, but it's just so damn good. In fact, turn it back up just a little
Come
bit.
Come on now.
Hey. I can't really hear it, but it sound real good.
Okay. Yeah.
Crunk like this. That's why I'm being so quiet. I'm just taking it all in. Like,
guess what though?
What happened?
You ain't gonna have to miss it for too long.
Cause I'm gonna see you in 3 days.
We'll be back on Thursday with Braxton Family Values. So you listen, if y'all ain't got enough of us, you can get some more.
But if you have been listening with us for this season, we appreciate it. Once again, this is the after show for Married to Medicine on AfterBuzz TV. I am your host, McCall Hall. And to my left, who do we have?
It's your boy, DJ Richie Sky.
And again, it's just like, dang, we started this before Thanksgiving.
We did.
Before Thanksgiving.
We did.
That's crazy. Hey, you guys, we've had a lot of people support us since before Thanksgiving. And I made a promise to you all because this is the finale. I do want to shout out everybody who's hit us up on social media. So if you guys haven't hit us up on social media yet, make sure you go on AfterBuzz TV across the board. I do check all the different social media. So when we do the Braxtons, I'll shout you out. So let me get started because we got a lot of people. And then once I do that, we're going to pop this bottle of champagne.
Ow.
And we're going to get into this after show. Okay. Okay, first shout out, Sahoos, Anna Basami, Young Vika, Sheena McNamara, Quintessential 2, Frida 14, big ups to you, Barbara 9381, we love you for real, Jay
yo,
Greer,
yo.
You the real MVP, baby, Tanya Lynn, Dollface 2905, Nancy Doney, Nicole Victorilera, Fusion Love Stories, love that name, baby. Jazzy to you, Shell A, Nicole Victoria, I think I said her name already, but you can get an extra one. Miss Leo, 814, Laura McKay. Laura McKay gave you a really special comment and shout out. I want to bring this up. She said that your fans, you know how like Beyonce has the Beehive? Laura McKay said that your fans should be called the Skyscrapers. Isn't that cute? I wanted
yes.
to, like, you know, shout out everybody's comment,
Yo,
but we don't
is,
have time. But that one.
That is so.
That's
so dope.
You like, owe her, like.
I do.
Like, at least $20, bro.
Come on, listen. Yo.
Laura McKay, send DJ Richie Sky. Send him a DM. What's your Instagram?
It's at DJ Richie Sky.
And then send him a Venmo request for at least 20. And you
I
better
you,
pay
boo.
Her.
I got you,
You
boo.
Better pay her for
I
that.
I got you.
DJ Richie Sky and his skyscrapers. And it's funny because he's
dope.
Tall.
That is so dope. I never thought about that. I like that. I like that.
LaTanya Brown. Hey, girl. Hey, Sade Anderson. Vanity's Mirror. Robert Harrell. Much respect to you. Josephine Cannon. Brittany Vaughn. Lisa Broom. Like Lisa Bloom.
I was just thinking that.
Like, when I saw her name, I'm like, oh, is that a gag or is that really her name? And Quintessential, too, I really appreciate all the love. They definitely were consistent with their comments and everything. Cutie Pie, 8030, Donnie Ray, Tea Time, Monquel Wigfall, member of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. Hey, frat. Hey, frat. Denny Smothers, Miss Manu, Hillary Hughes, Brother Ace, D. Marie, Nichelle F., Sauerkraut, Mermaid Adams, JoJo Sailor, Eliza Miller, Lene Lewis, Chanel W., Winnie Rosado, Samara B93 said that she hopes that we start a podcast together. So, like, could it be called Mixed Skyscrapers?
You know what? We don't have to talk about that.
We should. We should do something. Josie, Jean Louise, Love You Girl, Cute Smarty, Ladia Solomon, Frida 14, Jamie Gentry, Leanne Landon, Nicole Victoria, Aria, A. Nicole Love, and LaRae Carter.
Come on.
I named about 60 people, and I only named the people who are somewhat cool or over-the-top cool. If you are a hater, I intentionally left you off this list.
You get no mentions here.
You get no mentions. I'm not giving you any press time, okay? You can sit there and be mad if you
want. We're not giving you press time like Tammy.
Like Tammy. Okay, first of all, it is the finale. It is the last episode, so I brought a little present, a little champagne. Oh, so we're going to pop a bottle tonight, and we're really going to get into this episode. I probably will only look at this computer a couple of times because it was just raw emotion.
Man, I just want to say, I'm going to get to that. Woo! That's what I'm
You thought I was going to spill it on my computer,
Dude,
huh?
I was like, in my mind, I'm like...
Let me pour you a glass of this champagne. Only the best for my skyscraper. Only the best.
I'm so in love with that.
Only the best. Actually, this is not champagne. It's sparkling wine. Balling on a budget. Pass me that glass right there so I can get myself started. Oh, I'm going to have to fill that up again for you. Rich, first of all, let's talk about Greg.
I'm sick of him.
If this bottle were empty and Greg were sitting here, I'd knock him upside the head with this bottle. That's how sick I am of Greg. Gregory is trash. And I will send Quad a bottle of real champagne for her to drink before she knocks him upside the head. Because he's disrespectful, he disregards her as a woman, and he deserves to burn in hell. And I said it. And it's not the champagne because I haven't had a sip of it yet.
Listen, you took the words right out of my mouth. I can't even tell you how thoroughly disgusted I was by listening to him, as Quad said, trying to weasel his way out of, you know, just basically making excuses for himself about why he should be given some type of accolades for leaving this hotel situation, which you got. You paid for the room.
Paid for the room. And did not demand that she leave as well.
But hold up. Wait a minute. Let me put some boom in it. Let's really talk about it. Because if you really get into it,
tell him what you
he said him and his boy met up with two girls. So not only did you do this, you know, yourself, you had a cohort.
And I wonder if he's still friends with his little crony. Because that crony wouldn't be allowed in my house not one more again.
Well, you know who that crony was? It was Tammy. That's who it was. It was Tammy. It was Tammy. It was Tammy. It was Tammy. And let me tell you something.
It wasn't Tammy. And we're going to talk about Tammy later. Look, she deserves to be slapped, but don't do that. Don't get that woman cut out.
Well, I was just trying to figure out who it could be. Because if you think about it, like, that was just like... That adds to me, that adds another layer that nobody talked about. Because now you got buddies that's encouraging you to do this type of thing. And did he stay there in the hotel room with the two of them?
Yeah, because they probably had a threesome. And that's really dirty. Your friend have a threesome with the girl and didn't cover you.
And you paid for a threesome.
That's not your real friend, Greg.
Think about it. You paid for a threesome because you paid for the hotel room.
I'm sick of him. So
just the levels of gutter is just it's appalling to me.
So I laughed really hard because Quad, when she was, you know, working through her emotions, she said Greg missed the point a little bit because at least Curtis owned up. Greg didn't even really own up. He tried to throw it back at her. And if you guys didn't get the full gist, basically, Greg went into a hotel room with the intention of having some kind of sexual intercourse, whether that was oral, we don't know. Because he might have gone there just to do something basic. We don't know.
What's bad?
I don't know. Maybe it's the champagne. But he went in there to do something that was not okay.
Okay.
And not honoring his
marriage. Let's be real. You know, and I hate to say this, but he went to go smash with these girls. Bottom line.
He did.
Was your intention. It's your intention. That's what you went there to do. You and your homeboy. You know what I'm saying?
And it sounds like he's upset or was upset at one point because Quad didn't necessarily help him get out of the situation. But did you expect for her to be like, okay, let's go kick her, you know what? Da, 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 da. No, she's upset. How could you not understand her frustration? You've got to get yourself out of this mess because you got us in it.
And then you didn't even, he trying to make it seem like he basically told her about the situation, and Quad finds out on Instagram.
Yeah, so that was the other piece. So number one, this infidelity or a form of it occurred a year prior from them taping the show. When Quad was made privy of his infidelity, it wasn't like he came home and said, hey, you know, I honestly made a big mistake. They were extorted, or there was an attempt to extort them through blackmail. That is even worse because you didn't come home and tell me. And that's why I still don't understand why Jackie said that they were Curtis, because it's not like he came home and told her either. But we'll get to them later. But anyways,
we'll get to them right. later.
But Greg is full of it. He's really full of it.
Oh, my God. Like, you know, to me, we talked the last time we spoke about this. We kind of gave it to Curtis, right? We did.
And I'm going to keep giving it to Curtis. I don't care if this is the last episode of Married to Medicine for this season. I'm going to keep giving it to Curtis.
But wait. To me, he's even worse.
How?
Here's the thing. Curtis,
because we know that Curtis had multiple relations with that girl.
Curtis was doing some dirt. Yes. Yes. Yes, indeed. I think what I don't like about this situation with Quad is I feel like he's gaslighting her. I feel like he gaslit her into thinking that she needed to help him through this situation. And to me, I feel like in some way, shape, or form, he had manipulated her.
He did.
You know what I'm saying? And then he's trying to make her feel like he did her some favors in this situation, because even as he talked, that became clear. Until everybody else is like, "Are you listening to yourself?"
Like Simone went off.
This is what he had been doing to her all year long, and what he does is now looking at the whole picture of the season, mm-hmm. he has made her feel like she owes him.
Yeah, he did. What I don't like about Greg, and I said this about Curtis last week, and they kind of remind me of each other in different ways. They try to make their women feel like they are the victims.
Exactly.
And they're like the abusive boyfriend that you have.
Exactly.
And I think that they're both kind of in that space where they were too old to fall for the okie doke.
Mm-hmm.
If Quad were a little, and I think this is, and I'm just making an assumption, I don't know. I think Greg, a part of his attraction to Quad years ago when they first got together was the fact that she was younger. And I think that he thought, I've got this young, beautiful tenderoni who would be extremely grateful for my financial help. And she's not going to be smart enough to call me on my stuff
mm-hmm.
because
I'm
a psychiatrist. I've got money and I'll play these mind games with her.
Exactly.
But what he didn't realize was, Quad is a real one. Quad is a real one. And Quad don't play. I in my heart of hearts, do I think that Greg loves Quad? No. I think that Greg loved the potential for Quad to be what he wanted to mold her to be. But I don't think that Greg ever loved Quad. I think that Quad loved Greg.
I absolutely believe that.
But I don't think that Greg loved Quad unconditionally. I think he saw the potential that he could manipulate her, the fact that she was young, could have kids. I think there was a lot of the potential to do certain things that drew Greg in.
Mm-hmm.
Really and truly.
I agree.
And he's sick. He's very sick.
And that's what I said the term gaslighting, because for those of y'all who don't know, it's like a form of manipulation where you make a person believe something about themselves for so long that they start to believe it. And I feel like that's what he's been trying to do to her. And that's sad to me. It's very, very sad, because now it's put so much perspective on them the entire season. It get like to me, and it just shed a whole new light on the situation to me.
My whole thing is, through the filming of this season, how did Quad sit on that information? So it's a year old.
But that's when you say that's a good woman right there.
Well, yes, I mean, of course,
that's a good woman.
But through all I can be emotional at times, not all the time, but I can have moments where I'm emotional, and I'll just have verbal diarrhea. At no point did Quad go off and talk about that. Even when they had the marriage counseling. Well, actually, we don't know. Maybe she did, and Bravo didn't want us to know. But when he told the story, everybody was surprised. So I find that hard to believe.
I feel like it just was, they didn't even talk about it. But you know, Quad is very, not typically very, I don't want to say calm in the face of adversity.
No.
But she's typically, particularly with him, you don't really see her get too, like, she's calm in a fight.
Yeah. Like, you know, one-on-one. What I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen that. I'm surprised, though, going back to the whole how can you keep it bottled up, they have their trusted group. For those of you guys who are coming on a little bit late and hadn't seen that episode, but Greg and Quad had a marital support group.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just surprised that, especially after Greg fell out and was foaming at the mouth. Remember that episode?
Oh, my God.
Thinking about all of the stuff now, I'm surprised she didn't put him on blast right then and there in that moment. Were you foaming at the mouth in front of your little girl in the hotel room? You know what I mean? Like, yo, how could you sit on that?
That's why I say,
I would throw that in his face.
She's a good one.
She is very good. And my hope... because we, and this is not spoiling anything as we go along, we find out, like, there is no resolution.
No.
They are still at this standoff, if you will, and there is no resolution to their marriage. But I, like I said last week, I went on Greg's Instagram. I've gone on her as well, on her Instagram as well. She has something going on with her Sister Circle show. I think that, you know, she's trying to keep her Instagram a little bit more professional. Greg is a psychiatrist. He can't post pics of him and his clients and patients like, hey, you know, patient selfie. His stuff has to be about his personal life. And his personal life profile has not included his wife in quite some time. I truly believe that they are done. They probably will save that for next year. But here's what I will say about the Quad and Greg dissolution of marriage? Is that the word?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I forget. I think that the show will still survive with them being split up, because Quad is such a great personality.
Mm-hmm.
That Quad could be divorced and unmarried and still be on the Married to Medicine franchise. Because I worry about that, because the show is called Married to Medicine. So if you get divorced, it's not like Simone and Cecil having the potential to be divorced. Simone is the woman and she's the doctor. So she still is essentially married to medicine, because when you're a doctor, it's your whole life. Quad, on the other hand, was the wife married to the doctor. But I think that they'll keep her involved. And knowing Quad, she ain't no sucker. You think she gonna marry a regular dude the next time? My girl ain't crazy. My girl ain't crazy. This time we're gonna get us a surgeon. That real money.
I would love for Quad to come on out here to LA so we can have you. We'll make a special segment for you just to come on, just to mm-hmm. come on and talk with us, because I do believe I agree with you. To me, I never wish for a divorce for anybody, but I just feel like she would be better off without him. And I do believe, excuse me, that you are correct. that she will still be a part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
She is the dynamic character on the show. She's been with the show since the beginning.
Yeah.
And what I love, let me tell you something.
The way your lip just perched.
I gotta say this. You know, there's a feeling amongst a group of friends, particularly of, you know, you get certain cultures and that sort of thing together.
Mm-hmm.
And you just, you recognize that energy. And what we saw tonight, for anybody who watched the show, what you saw tonight throughout that whole episode was a genuine group of friends who are very connected to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that is what sets this show apart and makes it so special. And when you take somebody out, you can't.
Yeah. And the thing is, you take somebody out, you can't replace her.
No.
You can't.
This ain't that type of show.
With a lot of shows, especially on Bravo, and a lot of these reality shows, they cast people to be friends.
Right.
But what I think is very unique about this show is they all have known each other off the camera for several years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think a couple years back, they've all known each other in some capacity.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there was ever somebody that was on the show. Because wasn't there a white woman on the show at one point?
But even she was connected to
them. But she was
them.
Connected to Quad.
She was connected to the group in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
In general, I feel like everybody that's been on the show has been connected in some way, shape, or form, minus the Lisa Nicole situation.
Which I miss Lisa Nicole. I mean, could you imagine Lisa Nicole during this this finale with her cheating husband?
I really feel like they could have benefited from this season.
They needed every bit of this.
They could have benefited from, but I also don't feel like the group cared about them as much.
No, because Lisa Nicole alienated herself from them and really put up a barrier with arrogance. And they were going to like, you know, I'm cool on you. But I don't want to talk about Lisa Nicole no more. I want to talk about Cecil and Simone. Whew. Let me tell you something. Let me take a sip of this champagne, sparkling wine, champagne, whatever we want to call it.
I'm going to tell y'all why she's sipping that. I almost cried up in here watching this show.
I noticed he was getting real fidgety and emotional.
And I'm emotional anyway, so I was just sitting there like...
I was trying to figure out what you were doing.
First
of all, let me tell you something. I've never seen Cecil look so broke down. You know when somebody's look broke down, look tired, look like he ain't really slept in a while? Cecil has looked broke down the whole reunion. Hour one, hour two, hour three. There ain't enough concealer, foundation, powder in the world to keep Cecil from looking broke down.
He just looked like he had nothing left.
He really didn't.
He looked like he had nothing left.
But Simone, you know, Simone ain't never on E.
It's on fire,
so
always.
I love how as soon as Eugene tried to like interject when they came back, Simone turned to him and said, "Don't say a damn thing." She got him together real quick, didn't
she? Real quick.
I love it. So Toya brought up something that I didn't even notice.
And low-key, Toya was the MVP of this episode.
See, let me tell you something. Now I know I have given Toya... I can't believe I'm going to have to give Toya credit.
You're going
to
have to.
Because, you know, a couple of y'all on YouTube act like I don't like Toya. And that's not true.
She was the MVP.
But I do think that Toya has more time to look at everyone's marriage and assess their situations because she doesn't work. Let me say what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Look, because you're going to have these people jumping down my throat. Because I do, that is my thing about Toya. It's not like she's got some philanthropy thing that she does. It's not like she's got some charity that she works on. She sits her ass at home. But I think because she has the ability to sit her ass at home and watch The View and The Real and Sister Circle, she has time to kind of analyze everybody else's marriages. And I love that she had the wherewithal and presence of mind to notice right off the bat, when Cecil spoke about another woman, he used the word love, and love has been the root, the saying of love, an expression of love, has been the root of their problem. So how could you so easily say you love someone as your sister? Hell, you don't love me as your wife. Tammy. Damn Tammy.
And boom,
first of all,
I'm so glad you mentioned Tammy.
Let's get on to Tammy. Who the hell is
Tammy? I think Dr. Heavenly was all of us tonight when she said bleep Tammy.
Now here's the next one. I can't believe I got up out of my chair and started clapping because this whole season I have had a lot of reservation about Heavenly, and I think that she's a great mom and a great wife, but the things that come out of her mouth are just so reckless. Offensive.
Reckless.
But tonight she was spot on. Who is Tammy? Bleep Tammy. Oh, golly. So we find out that the woman's name is Tammy. Now, ask me the question that you asked me off air.
Here is my question you guys and to you. Who is Tammy? Yeah. Why haven't we seen Tammy? Because I'm surprised she ain't been on the Shade Room or any of these other outlets that we often view online to get our entertainment news and gossip. I want to know who Tammy is. I want to know what she looked like. I want to know, you know, how old she is. I want to know all that.
I'm willing to put money on it or a bottle of champagne that we'll know who Tammy is by the end of next week. And I'm going to tell you why. Ooh. Cecil is very engaged with social media.
Is he?
I'm friends with Cecil on LinkedIn. Like, Cecil accepted my LinkedIn request. He's linked to her on some form of social media. So to all of my AfterBuzz fans out there, all of my Married to Medicine fans, let's find Tammy and flood her DMs. You homewrecker. You scoundrel. You low class, this, that, and the third. How could you? So my play cousin, Vanessa, who I ultimate shout out because she watches every week, said that she agreed with you about Tammy possibly being a lesbian. She really did. She believes that she might be a lesbian. And going back to what you said earlier, she's probably friends with Greg.
Up in that hotel room. You know what Tammy needs? Tammy needs a good old conversation with Maria Menounos. She does. If you guys are interested in a great podcast that, you know, Maria Menounos, she is literally like the person who started AfterBuzz Television.
She's the founder.
Like, she is it. She is why we are here. You guys have got to check out Conversations with Maria Menounos. The podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, and it drops every Friday on iTunes. So check it out. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, from health and wellness to career, relationship, finances, you name it. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Hint, hint, Tammy. Go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos. And listen, comment and then tell her that Richie and McCall from AfterBuzz TV sent you.
Do that now.
Boom.
Bloop. Now let me tell you something. This Maria Menounos podcast is on Friday nights.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been able to listen every Friday because I'm married to medicine, but since it's the finale, I guess I can listen next week.
So now you all got something to do on your Friday nights.
So now that Married to Medicine is over, we can listen to Maria.
Boom.
Shout out to Maria Menounos.
Shout out.
Cheers to you. Tammy has been an issue for 5 years.
Five?
You only go to college for four. Well, I did 5 years. I ain't going to cry.
Listen, I'm six.
Oh, Lord. Rich, what were you doing? Drinking champagne?
It drove me to drink. I went straight through.
Who does 6 years?
I went straight through.
Oh, wait, you were with your master's too?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant 6 years for undergrad.
Let me tell you
and
why.
And I'm saying that if you get it done, you get it done.
Oh, no. I just didn't want to work.
Okay. And total side note, I'm going back to school in the fall. I got into a very prestigious master's program. I'm not going to tell you guys where.
Clink, clink.
Thank you so much. I'm not going to tell you guys where I'm going to school because you will be all up in my whatevers. But how could something be a problem for 5 years? Now, before I get there, I want to share something that I think I shared on the Braxton show that we cover. Make sure you guys check out Braxton Family Values on AfterBuzz TV on Thursdays with me and Rich.
Yep.
Yeah, bloop, bloop, bloop. But I shared something last year. I think I said it on air. And that is the 2-2-2 rule. Okay. Now, a lot of people have told me that I'm delusional and that 2-2-2 is unrealistic. 2-2-2 for me stands for 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, okay? Now, a lot of people have said to me, McCall, that's not realistic. It's really like 4-4-4. We're not Jay-Z, okay? But I did the averages. 2 and 4 equals 6. That's 3. So let's just say it's 3-3-3. 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years. In 3 weeks, you know if you like the guy or you don't like the guy. I knew after 3 weeks, I was like, okay, me and Rich can like host together forever. And this was like 3 years ago.
I did. That is so funny. That's so funny you
like
say
after
that.
About three episodes, like 3 years ago, I was like,
I knew the first time you filled in. I was like, oh, where has she been hiding?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my I knew God. Right then. I would say something, but it's inappropriate. I don't want us to get in trouble. We be getting in trouble, y'all. After 3 weeks, you know if you like somebody or you don't. And after 3 months, true. You know that this job, and this applies to relationships, to jobs, to whatever. After 3 months, I'm like, yo, I think I could like stay at this company for a while. Mm-hmm. I like it. It feels good. And after 3 years, if I don't see some kind of promotion, some kind of change in the relationship, an engagement ring, I'm out. So, Simone, Cecil, how in the hell did you get to 5 years with Tammy's raggedy behind in your marriage and life, and she hasn't been removed? That is unacceptable. I just don't get it.
You know
how do you let another woman come into your marriage for 5 years and be a problem and not be removed? And here's my position. And this is not because I've had champagne. If a woman was an issue in my marriage for 5 months, either you gonna take care of it or I'm going to take care of it. And I'm just being real. I'm being real with you. That's unacceptable.
It is.
That's unacceptable.
It is. You know what I will say, though? I've learned a lot
come
about...
Come to your front door. Hey, girl. Pick up. Answer the door. Answer the door.
I have learned...
Kick it in.
...so much about marriage from watching this show.
Mm-hmm. Cheers to that.
It has really shown me... Number one, what I will... I'm going to say this. It has shown me that I definitely want that.
You want know, that kind of... Like,
I do want that. You know what I'm saying?
Like the friendship circle?
No,
or?
I got that. I want a marriage like that. Well, no, I don't have that. Let me take that back. I want the marriage, but I want the marriage with the married friend circle that will fight, that understands each other, and they will fight for it. I mean, and I just feel like, you know, I mean, it's hard dating out here in LA, y'all. Let me tell y'all something, because, well, I'm not going to say what I will say is this. It's just hard.
He's single and I'm single.
Okay. Like, it's...
That don't make no damn sense. And all you guys talking about, oh, y'all should just be together. Let me... You know what? Kiss my... Ooh, that almost made me say something heavenly. I almost said something
it
heavenly.
It is hard out here. So sometimes I'll be feeling like, yo, it's never going to happen for me. Particularly when I watch this show, I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I really do want that. Like, because to see all of them tonight, man, like, that was... That made, like... It made my week, honestly. Yeah,
it did. You know, I love the fact that Simone mentioned all the sacrifices that she made. But one of the sacrifices I didn't realize was a true sacrifice was the dog. And I mean, I think we've seen the dog a couple of times, but like just down to the dog, she's made a lot of sacrifices.
Yeah, yeah.
Even down to the dog.
Yeah.
And he can't get rid of Tammy, so you brought another B word and another B word up in my house. Tammy stayed at their house for Christmas for 8 days.
Unless she taking
who
care
the of, hell has
unless
8 days?
Unless she taking care of the kids or and cooking our dinners, I don't know what she there for.
But Rich, I don't even get 8 days off
for
Christmas.
Go back to the
hotel
with Greg.
I don't even get 8 days off for Christmas with my vacation package. Who has 8 days to spend with another family? You ain't got nobody to be laid up with, Tammy.
Tammy live in L.A. too.
I want to mention something that Damon said, because Damon had been quiet up to this point. Damon said that marriage is hard. And that's because, you know, Simone tried to say, well, you know, I'm busy. I'm working two jobs. You know, Cecil's working two jobs. Marriage is hard if you got one job, two jobs, or no job. And it's really hard if you ain't got no job. You shouldn't be married if you ain't got no job, but... But it's hard.
Unless you married Rich.
Unless you married Rich. Dang.
I'm sorry.
So the resolution. So I like the fact that this was not staged and or during the traditional rolling hours. They totally resolved this during a bathroom break.
And I loved it.
Everybody bombarded Cecil and said, dude, what are you doing? Now, here's where Greg, I see why he is good at what he does. He brought Cecil back to reality and said there is a triangle of stressors, but one of those points has to leave because your wife needs you more. I don't like Greg, but in that moment, I'm glad that the psychiatrist was there.
Yeah,
I really was. So it sounds like Cecil and Simone had an opportunity to sit down together, and it sounds like Tammy will go. I would love to hear that phone call. Wouldn't you love to be a fly on the wall? So Cecil tells Simone.
I just want to know what Tammy got to say.
Cecil tells Simone, I will call Tammy right now as soon as we leave, and I'll tell her our friendship relationship.
Put on speakerphone.
Like, I wish she had Andy Cohen. Now, damn it, I love you to death, but this was your chance to make TV history. He should have made Cecil call her on the phone on air and tell her we are done.
Listen, to any of the producers or, you know, anyone who watches, because I believe they watch our show.
They do.
And they love us. They do.
I'll drink to that. I love us too.
and they're, let me tell you something. If you watching tonight, it would be nice to hear from Tammy. That's all I'm going to say.
I just want to know what she looked like. And we talked about this last year on Braxton's because the Miss Wanda mystery. And we finally saw her. We got some stuff to
talk about. This.
Man, but I gotta know who Tammy is. So can somebody hit me up and let me know who Tammy is?
Listen, because we're gonna be the Hollywood super sleuths and we're gonna find out.
For real. Now, first of all, Rich, it's been such a pleasure to cover yet another show with you.
Of course.
We will come out with some form of podcast for you guys to make you happy.
Absolutely. I'm here for it.
It sounds like we need to do it.
I feel like we do.
I really do. I have appreciated everybody's comments, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The thing is, just know every letter you type makes AfterBuzz TV a lot of money. So you only helping us when you think you're being slick. But seriously, great show. This was the best example of black love, black marriage, absolutely, in my opinion. And maybe I'm being biased.
No, you're not.
I'm really looking forward to what comes next year. I just know that it will include a divorce, and that is Quad and Greg.
You know, the only thing I can say is that I think Dr. Heavenly really summed up what it means to do reality television, is that you actually have to be willing to open yourself up.
Which she hasn't always done. She mentioned that. She said, you know, I'll be more open about my marriage. And I would love to hear what Damon cuss yo behind out about. They told me I can't cuss no more, you guys.
And listen, I know from my own experience, but I know she's speaking from hers too. When you open yourself up like that, you also help other people.
Yeah.
And so what I want to say to them is that I am so grateful that they did whatever they did this season. The trials they went through and being so open about them and being so real and being so authentic and genuine, loving on each other like that, it was truly an inspiration. I'm so glad we did this show.
Mm-hmm. I know there were nights when we were tired. We do get a lesser time slot because it's late and people are ready to go home. But I just want to tell you guys, we both work, okay? Like work a lot. And coming in here on Sunday nights, it's rough. You know what I mean? And we try to do our absolute best. We want to give you guys the absolute best. And just know that we appreciate everybody who watches. Because we're in Hollywood trying to make it.
Absolutely.
Just like these marriages, trying to make it. And we're doing our absolute best. We're not perfect. But nobody's perfect. Not a one. Now, if you want to send me or Rich screenshots, pictures, links, any form of evidence of who Tammy is, get a piece of paper and a pencil and write down our social media. You can find me on social media when sports and pop culture collide at McCall Hall of Fame on Instagram. And where can they send DMs to you?
Listen, at DJ Richie Sky on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
You guys, this has been Married to Medicine on AfterBuzz TV. We're at the end, but thank you so much. We couldn't have done this without you. And Rich, cheers to you, my friends.
Cheers to you.
We'll see you guys next season. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.